Hello, and thank you for joining us for Growing America's Roofing Workforce, the podcast where we interview the people working to recruit, train, and retain the future of the roofing industry. I'm John Espenshade with the National Roofing Contractors Association. Today, we're going to do things differently. Career and Technical Education Schools, or CTE schools, are the center of NRCA's workforce development efforts. Joining us are Sherry Miles, president of J.D. Miles Roofing in Virginia. Hey, Sherry.
Hi, John.
And Nick Sabino, president of Deer Park Roofing in Ohio. Thanks for joining, Nick.
Thanks for inviting me.
So, since these two people have done as much as anybody to kind of go with this, thought it'd be interesting for them to ask the questions this time, and then me to try to give the guidance where I can. The questions that they wish they knew starting, and questions that they reckon that contractors and industry members who are trying to help out now might want to know the answers to. So with that, Sherry, why don't we start with you?
Yeah, John, what the heck is CTE and why hasn't roofing been part of it?
So CTE is Career and Technical Education. Think trade schools, you know, would have been the old school parlance for it. And there's a lot of reasons why roofing really hasn't been directly involved with it. And other industries. CTE schools have been linked to apprenticeship standards. Other industries and other large construction associations have made efforts to partner with them. Skills USA, obviously, is another way, you know, that industry and career and technical education have partnered for decades. So since there was a lot of difference between standardized roofing training, there really weren't a lot of options to put training that was standardized into the hands of these trade schools or these career and technical education schools. And that's something we are currently working to fix.
How are you doing that? What is our industry doing to help get roofing into CTE schools?
Sure. So many of our contractors are offering to sponsor or adopt these career and technical education schools. And what that involves is donating training accessibility to these schools for free, covering all of the materials and tools needed to do those trainings also for free, and then promising that schools who provide roofing training as an option to their students, that those kids will get hired. Now, maybe perhaps y'all would tell me, would either of you be interested in hiring a kid from a career and technical education school who had some roofing training?
Absolutely.
Me too.
So yeah, that's kind of what we're hoping for.
Hey, John, what has been the history of training in the roofing industry, in the CTE schools? Has it always been, you know, residential and commercial roofing, or is this something that's new?
So the residential side of things, there's some history there. A lot of carpentry programs, a lot of building sciences programs give accessibility to teach those kids how to hammer asphalt shingles, you know, and for obvious reason, it is, you know, the most commonly installed system anywhere. But on the commercial side of things, it's brand new to have any kind of low slope installation teaching happening at any career and technical education school in the United States, at least as far as I've spoken to. A lot of those connections and partnerships that we've made between the industry side of things and the career and technical education side of things, not one of them so far has said, oh, we know about low slope roofing, much less we know what thermoplastic is. So the asphalt shingle stuff, we still want the industry side of things to kind of adopt and, you know, work with the career and technical education schools to provide everything that they need to launch those programs. But also, frankly, just teaching schools that there are low slope roofs and steep slope roofs is really a quantum leap forward in how much they understand about roofing in general.
How do you find a CTE school near you, or how do you get involved?
So one thing you can do is if you go to www.nrca.net/CTE schools, you're going to find a search function for career and technical education schools in your area that run with Skills USA and have building sciences or carpentry programs at those schools. So we kind of identified those as being the schools where it's going to be easiest to start giving students access to roofing programs because they're going to have most of the tools that they need. I mean, they won't have hot air welders, but you know, they're going to have supplies of lumber in place. They're going to have teachers who probably have some understanding about maybe some rudimentary roofing practices, but definitely more than zero. And that's a great place for you to start. Again, that's www.nrca.net/CTE schools. And that list is current as of 2 months ago.
Hey, John, what trainings are available to teach students roofing?
There are two that I'm very, very familiar with. So I'll speak about those primarily. The first is NRCA's TRAC programs. And TRAC stands for Training for Roof Application Careers. And those programs were designed to give brand new installers the skill set that they need to get onto a job site and be an asset to their crew and be an asset to their foreman, basically, to keep from being a pain in their neck because you got a new person who has never swung a hammer before. So there are many different kinds of systems that are covered in TRAC: asphalt shingle, clay and concrete tile, EPDM, thermoplastic. They also have a foreman management program, but that's, you know, obviously for someone further down the line. And within the next 60 days, we're going to release metal. I'm sure there are a lot of people, including y'all, that are, you know, happy about that. The other option is NCCER's Roofing Second Edition. NCCER stands for the National Center for Construction Education and Research. And that is a nonprofit body who exclusively creates apprenticeship programs for the construction industry. You know, prior to working at NRCA, I actually got to serve as the project manager in the creation of that program. And that program started from a blank piece of paper. And the idea was, how do we take someone who's never swung a hammer before to potentially being qualified to sit for one of NRCA's pro certification exams? Short of field experience, of course, because that's an important part of pro cert is having the requisite field experience. But TRAC is going to be a shorter form, you know, maybe 20 to 40 hours to complete. And, you know, designed for that newbie onboarding kind of place. The NCCER course is a full-on two-year apprenticeship program with 186 hours required in year one, and maybe I think it's 156 required in year two. And year one is going to be all fundamental, intro to low slope, safety, drawings and roofing, sheet metal, And a few other baseline courses. And in level two for the NCCER, it's going to be all the installation systems specific for one of them, you know, asphalt shingle, clay and concrete tile, EPDM, mod bit, all the way down to spray foam and a module on service and repair as well.
Hey, John, talk a little bit about, if you will, how the apprenticeship program works. You know, we're a non-union state. And I know we've had some training programs before and how to get certified by our state DOL for apprenticeship. So how does that tie in with NCCER? And is it state specific? And how does a contractor who's not union or doesn't use that apprenticeship model work? How does that work?
Sure. So requirements for roofing apprenticeship, as much so as any industry that I've seen, varies greatly from state to state. In some states, there's zero requirement. In some states, there's 7 years of requirement, 4 years in a lot of places, and everything in between. The NCCER model is approved by Department of Labor as an approved apprenticeship program. Now, in some states, while a contractor may adopt or help their people get into NCCER roofing courses, if it's 2 years in a state where, you know, it's a four-year apprenticeship program for roofing, there's a gap there that needs to be addressed. Now, the good news about being involved in an approved Department of Labor apprenticeship standards is it opens up the ability for those contractors and companies to receive help through grant funding, and a lot of it. And there are grants all over the place, which also vary greatly from state to state. But the two that are found everywhere are Perkins grant funding and WIOA. So if you just are interested in learning more about that, you can either contact me directly. My email address is on NRCA's staff site. And you can also just do an internet search for construction education grants, and then the name of your state. And then that should at least be able to, you know, get you going more so in the right direction. You should be prepared. There's a lot of bureaucracy, a lot of record keeping, and a lot of time that's going to go into that. It might take as many as 6 to 8 months before you start seeing reimbursement checks from the government when those grants start paying out. But that money is available, and we at NRCA highly encourage contractors and members of the industry who are interested in implementing some of these programs to at least do that introductory research and see if it's right for them to get started with it.
Yeah, I know in our state, the funding flows through from the federal to the state to local workforce councils. So that's also a great place to get in contact with. They have buckets of money and they can help contractors out, I think.
Yeah, that's new information, Sherry. I didn't know how it kind of delineated from like top on down.
That's how it works, at least in Virginia.
John, can you talk about Skills USA and tell the listeners what that's all about?
Sure. I feel like for the first year I worked at NRCA, it was about 90% of anything I ever talked about was what Skills USA was. Skills USA is a national trade student competition, which kind of like the opposite direction of that grant funding. It starts at the local level, it goes to the state level, and then eventually it culminates in a national championship. And they have all kinds of contests. I think there's something like 128 different contests through Skills USA run in different states all over the country. Everything from cosmetology to culinary and construction being kind of the centerpiece of the original founding of Skills USA back in the 60s. So one of the things that NRCA and a lot of our members have been very actively engaged in over the past 2 years is getting roofing into Skills USA. And there's a lot involved with that. But it starts with contractors, like say, for example, Sherry Miles and Nick Sabino, having some connection with career and technical education schools and offering to adopt them to help sponsor the delivery of that curriculum that's required to prepare these students for Skills USA. At the national level, happy to say that last year we held our first national commercial roofing contest. We had 7 states hold state contests. We had 4 of those states send their state champions to compete at the Natty. And hey, congratulations to Kansas for taking home the grand prize in year one. And I anticipate that as many as 30 states will be competing in the national championships in year two. It's a heck of a lot of work. And well, frankly, there are a lot of people to thank on this because it's an incredible thing to take, you know, a gap that's been existing in the Skills USA space since the 1960s and be able to make significant progress on it in a really short amount of time. On the residential side, there is now an asphalt shingle component of the Teamworks contest. Teamworks is when groups of 5 build a structure from the ground up that include carpentry, masonry, electrical, plumbing, and now a roofing component. So Skills USA is very much kind of that. I like to equate it to, you know, like a science fair, you know, a national science fair where you have a regional science fair and then you have a state and then you eventually have a national. Skills USA is kind of like that, except for the trades.
Two things with that, John. What I found interesting, and if you could speak a little bit about this, is, you know, you have the traditional secondary schools, your high school students, but Skills USA also has a division where it's post-secondary. And as long as you're enrolled in a school that has adopted Skills USA or is signed on to them, you can compete. So you can, especially in our area where we're very military, when people go in for a second career, they're coming out and they want to translate their skills from the military into a civilian job. Sometimes they go to a local community college and perhaps that community college is enrolled with Skills USA. So they could compete at age 40 or 50 or 90 as long as they're in one of those accredited places. And I think that's a really cool thing. They don't participate in the competition against the secondary students. They're in their separate competition, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I'm thinking about the TeamWorks contest. There was a team that was comprised of people who, you know, were my senior by a decade or more. And the post-secondary kind of part of SkillsUSA don't compete directly against the secondary part of things. You know, there is potentially an advantage between someone who has maybe not been working in a formal apprenticeship program, but have been working in construction for 20 years, and someone who's 16 years old, who, you know, has more experience with TikTok than a hammer. So candidly, if there are not any post-secondary schools in your area that run SkillsUSA, I recommend going in there and basically the same kind of format as if they were a SkillsUSA school. Go in and offer to adopt the school, provide them what they need to offer roofing curriculum to your students, because those post-secondary students are directly hireable, where in a lot of states, you have to be at least 18 years old to work on an elevated surface for safety reasons. But post-secondary, first and foremost, you know, you can take those people and immediately turn them into members of your crew. And building a relationship and a sponsorship and, you know, kind of the adoption relationship with that school is a really good way to aggressively and assertively recruit people who are good fits, who have some fundamental knowledge skills that are going to be helpful. Let's take a real quick break to remind everyone that this episode of Growing America's Roofing Workforce is brought to you by Densdeck Roof Boards. Are your clients thinking about what their roof will look like in the future? Building owners need your expertise when it comes to extending the life of their commercial roof. That's when you tell them about Densdeck Roof Boards, with three solutions to fit various design intent. Our original gypsum cover board protects against foot traffic, weather events, and fire. It also has the strength needed to support future roof installs, like solar panels and HVAC. Use Densdeck Prime Roof Board to enhance your roof's moisture resistance. And finally, protect your roof from extreme wind uplift and hail damage with Densdeck Storm X Prime Roof Board. They're FM classified for very severe hail and approved single-ply membrane assemblies. So help your clients choose a resilient roofing system and make sure Densdeck Roof Boards don't get value engineered out of your next job. You'll strengthen your rooftops and your customer relationships. Visit densdeck.com/stopcallbacks for more information.
Hey, John, you talked about career and technical education schools and SkillsUSA. How difficult is it for a contractor to get involved with a career and technical education school?
That's really kind of the million-dollar question, isn't it, Nick? I have seen examples of very, very different timelines for what it actually takes. In some cases, a contractor called up on a Monday, said, I want to come and talk to your students, and they were in there by the end of the week. In other cases, they had to push the rock up the hill like Sisyphus for over a year and then, you know, basically get a little bit lucky. But it's really hard to say. The best thing that I can recommend is expect that it's not going to be lucky enough where it takes 1 week in order to do it. You might have to do a lot of things in order to convince a school that, one, you're not just trying to solicit them, because I feel like everyone is now just so accustomed with being berated by solicitation offers, except I have noticed fewer calls about my car's extended warranty in the past few months, that at first it might be hard to distinguish, hey, we are actually trying to sponsor this school with, hey, we're trying to sell you something. So I would recommend being invested in a long, slow burn in order to build that bridge. The good news is there's starting to be more and more schools and a growing voice of career and technical education schools around the country that have some roofing. So the Q rating of roofing is going up in the career and technical education space. I'm very happy to announce for the first time that the National Roofing Contractors Association is inking an official partnership with the Association for Career and Technical Education. So the same way where SkillsUSA was kind of our foot in the door into this space, ACTE is a larger group of career and technical education schools. So it's really our hope that we'll be able to influence and create a campaign to help these schools and help these CTE teachers and administrators understand what roofing is, with the hope that let's say hypothetically, there was a contractor in Virginia who really wanted to get this done, but it just took so long to do it. Hopefully the next time someone tries to do it, maybe in one of the W states, we don't have any programs in W states yet. So Wyoming, Wisconsin, West Virginia, maybe someone from one of those states will reach out and say like, hey, I'm interested in getting roofing training here too. And maybe that'll be easier in 2024.
You know, the mission of all of the CTE schools is to place their students in the workforce after they graduate. And so it's very, I find it easy for contractors to get involved in these schools just because of that mission.
Yeah, you'd think it's a hand in glove. But you know, Nick, you got lucky. You are my example of the person who was lucky in order to do it. But I couldn't agree more. You know, when you think about kind of what we have done to create a mechanism to connect with career and technical education schools, it really is a no-brainer because we are bringing everything to them. We are offering them the training. We are offering the tools. We are offering the materials. And we are offering those students job placements directly, which, I mean, I can tell you in my experience with kind of looking at other industries and, you know, maybe copying their homework a little bit for, you know, what's worked for them, we do more than they do in order to, you know, have these partnerships start and really get going. So I think it's one of those things that, you know, when it rains, it pours and, you know, clouds are forming. You know, we're really in an exciting time for this. And I think that it's going to be easier for people in the future, but they're definitely... there had to be some contractors that had to, you know, kind of take the scenic route to get there.
Well, and success breeds success. And so, and all those CTE teachers talk to each other, they go to conferences, they have to keep up their continuing education credits. And once they see that a program works in Ohio and that these kids are fully hired upon graduation after they've gone through this program, you know, that other people are going to want to emulate that.
Yeah, I think so. The one thing that I'm proud of this aspect of the results that have been generated by the industry, but the roofing industry has a really good reputation of making a lot of promises, but keeping every one of them. And I think that that's going to be kind of the, you know, the most important thing when we are trying to change people's minds, which we had to do in the first year. A lot of people said, well, why do we need to add roofing in the first place? Which to me is still one of the more ridiculous questions that I've been asked by someone whose intelligence I respect. When I'm counting my blessings, the roof over my head is pretty much first, and then everything else comes after that. But, you know, what are you going to do? But it's really set up for interesting things to be happening in the immediate future. And it really has come down to that being a result of a lot of good work done by the people who kind of started this effort in lots of places, because we asked a lot from everyone who was trying to get started in this. You know, there's a lot of financial, you know, responsibility that falls on the contractors. We ask them to, you know, send trainers into these career and technical education schools. So you're taking, you know, someone who's really good on a job site and you're putting them in a place where they're not actually helping project timelines. So I'm very grateful to the people who have helped in all kinds of capacities in terms of just building that bridge between career and technical education and these students and the roofing industry.
Who at NRCA or in the industry, speaking of, can people talk to, we reach out to get more information on how to connect?
Yeah, if you go to nrca.net, you're going to see on our newly revamped website, props to our team for putting that together. There's a workforce development tab. And if you go there, if you click on training, you're going to see course catalogs, a link to qualified trainers, links to track, links to CERTA courses, course calendar, and the like. You're also going to see recruitment tools, which is going to include you know, careersinroofing.com. It's going to include a link to a recruitment toolkit, which if you're following along and you're on the website, we've talked about the Find a CTE Partner tab, but the recruitment toolkit are items that NRCA has created in order to give industry members handouts and flyers that they can give directly to CTE schools, you know, stuff with salary information, jobs on and off the roof, women in roofing, Hispanics in roofing, a career path. And I think that that is a really great resource for people who are trying to do something that maybe has never been done in their community before, which is connect the roofing industry with schools in their area. And now for this month's workforce development update. We have been talking about SkillsUSA. We've been talking about CTE. So a couple of nice things to announce. We are officially a green light for a national contest for commercial roofing in 2024. We have enough states who have requested it, and we are full steam ahead. Our goal is to have as many as 30 states compete in Atlanta next June. If you're interested in learning about how you can help, please reach out to me. My email address is on NRCA's website. And as I mentioned in the podcast, NRCA is now an official partner with the Association for Career and Technical Education. This is going to give the roofing industry access to many career and technical education schools around the country, a lot of whom offer construction courses, and most of whom don't quite know yet what commercial roofing is. So keep an eye out for a press release to be going out in the next week or so about that. And if you're interested in learning, I recommend you go to ACTE's website. That's www.acte.org and poke around and find out a little bit about what ACTE is and where it is in your community. With that, I would like to give a great thanks to Sherry and Nick for basically doing what I believe is the hard part of these podcasts, and, you know, doing the charming interviewer shtick. You know, I very much appreciate y'all's expertise with that.